No pain, no gain. So how does it feel? Not bad, I said, all things considered. No pain when I'm sitting or standing, but the doctor's orders say no heavy lifting for the next week or two. Pretty convenient, don't you think? She asked, bending over to pick up some scattered toys. I pushed two babies out of my vagina and still had to rock and nurse them both just days after. And you get to what? Just lay on the couch and chill because of a simple puncture wound in your nutsack? That's what it says right here, I grinned and held out the doctor's notes for her. And apparently I'm not supposed to come for a week or two either. Definitely sticking to that one. When Chad got his vasectomy, he said it hurt like hell the first time he came after surgery, and he waited the whole 2 weeks. Is that a fact? The way she said it was a little disconcerting, like her wheels were turning, and she had that look on her face my wife always gets when she's up to no good. What are you getting at? I asked, giving her a sideways glance. Katie didn't waste any time. No coming for 2 weeks? Tell me, Rich, when have you ever been able to go 2 weeks without coming? She looked hot in the little cut-off jean shorts and tank top she was wearing as she stood to approach me. In seconds, her full breasts were pressing against my chest and one of her hands cupping the goods behind my jeans. There's no way you're going to make it 2 weeks without coming. Zero chance. Not happening. She tossed the toys in her arms in a bin and went back to cleaning. Katie, seriously, I'm not messing around here. Chad said it's awful, and I don't want to screw anything up down there. It needs time to heal. You said there wasn't any pain. I said there wasn't any pain now just standing. There will definitely be pain if I bust a nut. You don't know that, she said, giving me a flirtatious glance. Well, I'm just telling you what Chad said. She disappeared down the hallway as I called after her, and what the doctor said. We didn't talk about it much more after that, but for the next couple days, she was unusually flirty, even for her. Each day I'd get home from work, the kisses would be longer. There was more tongue, more touching, more soft little moans escaping her lips as she guided my hands to her breasts or ass to play with her. Her outfits weren't overtly sexual, but she always looked sort of done up, or at least cute as a button, in a pair of form-fitting leggings and sometimes just a sexy sports bra. The excuses were always the same. I was just working out when you got here, she'd say defensively, but I wasn't buying any of it. To her credit, she didn't push me all at once. She at least let me get to a week before she started in on the real shenanigans, but once they started, I knew they weren't going to stop. My wife is the kind of woman who doesn't really take no for an answer. She's stubborn as hell, and if I'm honest, I think she kind of gets off on torturing me. On day 8 of my post-op vasectomy, she really upped the ante. I had just gotten out of the shower when I found Katie in our bed, her panties down to her knees and her fingers going to town on her pussy. I just stood there in my towel, dripping water on the floor, as she acted like she didn't notice me. What the hell is this, Katie? I asked, honestly a little annoyed. She feigned surprise. Rich, oh my God, I didn't see you there. Right, didn't hear the shower either, I'm sure, I mumbled under my breath. I was just, you know, taking care of myself, since I know you can't take care of me right now. I took a deep breath, taking in the sight of my little vixen's naked body, her smooth legs bound by a hot pink thong, her chest bare and heaving lustfully with her quickened breath, and her nipples perky, dark, and enticing. My balls ached as I took in the sight of her, and I wanted nothing more than to drop the towel where I stood, rush to the bed, and swirl my tongue around each perfect little nip while I took over fingering responsibilities on her glistening slip. Good, I said, trying to regain some resolve, because you know I can't come now, not for 2 weeks. I was beginning to sound like a broken record. Not for 2 weeks, right, she said sarcastically, because it hurts so much to come. It does. That's what Chad said, and the... Yes, the doctor, I know, you've told me 100 times. She rolled her eyes as she continued lazily petting her pussy. Her little fingers worked delicate circles across her swollen clit as she closed her eyes and bit her lip. I don't get why you can't just take care of me, though. I mean, you don't have to come, but a girl has needs too, you know. She flashed me a pouty look as I slowly made my way to her bedside, like I was caught in a tractor beam I couldn't resist. This is not going to end well, Katie. It's either blue balls or something worse. There's no winning here. There is for me. Her voice was soft as I leaned down to kiss her. And shouldn't that count for something? My lips melted into hers as we kissed hungrily, both of us greeting each other like two teenage lovers whose parents were out of town. I felt my cock swell as Katie gently loosed my towel and let it fall to the floor. Katie, I meant it as a warning, but it came out sounding like desperate desire. I just want to touch you, she said, kissing me again. Her fingers danced delicately around my hard balls and thickening cock. Her stroking was as relentless a tease as the rest of her, Her fingers barely grazed my impossibly tight skin. She slithered her tongue around my mouth and offered me the sweetness of her little whimpers and moans. "You want me so badly, don't you?" she asked, curling her fingers around my shaft and stroking me. I kissed her hungrily, now pawing at her body and squeezing her breasts. "Fuck yes." "You better go easy," she said, acting innocent now, like she wasn't pulling out every trick in the hot wife manual to get me to blow my load. "Just take care of me. We'll figure out what to do with you later." I wasn't in an arguing mood anymore, and frankly, nothing in that moment sounded better than being the answer to Katie's wet pussy problem. She slid her panties off the rest of the way as I climbed on the bed and spread her legs open. I don't know if it was the tension or the teasing or the fact that all of this just felt so forbidden, but believe me when I tell you that a pussy never tasted as good as Katie's did that day. I was insatiable, and she was more than willing to keep me coming back to the drug between her legs like an addict enslaved to his dealer. "Oh God, Rich. Yes. Oh, baby. Lick it. Lick my sweet little pussy. Oh, fuck. It feels so good." Katie writhed against me, smearing me in her wetness as I held her legs apart and feasted on her. She kept nothing off limits to me, spreading herself open wide and granting me access to her pussy and hot little pucker. I was an animal as I ate her, feeling my cock swell and my balls ache with simultaneous pain and pleasure. The pressure in my sack felt intense, like a literal week's worth of cum was percolating behind a dam I wasn't sure could hold. And I had no idea what was going on inside of me or what kind of damage I could do if I came too soon. Thoughts of the healing process, prudence, patience, and discipline warred in my head, alongside my complete and utter addiction to Katie. "Can you fuck me?" she asked, breathless and needy, as I continued to dance my tongue around her swollen folds. "Oh God, please, baby, I need it." Truth be told, she probably did. The last time we'd had sex was 2 days before my surgery, so this made day 10 for her as well. I sat up on the bed, my erection raging and drippy. "I don't know, Katie." "Please," she played with her pussy, not wanting to part with pleasure for even a second. "You don't have to come, just me." I stared down at her, her body ripe for fucking, my cock aching to be inside of her. She reached out and took me in her hand again, still gently teasing me, coaxing me towards her until at last I was putty in her hands. I watched helplessly as she rubbed me up and down her slit, teasing her clit, then guided me in. "Oh God, yes, there it is," she whimpered. I shook my head as I slowly fucked her, wondering how I got here, how after over a decade of marriage she still had this kind of power over me. I alternated between watching my shaft disappear over and over again into her beautiful cunt and watching her eyes search for mine. My cock throbbed like it had a heartbeat all its own, and the pressure, God, the pressure was something else entirely. Swollen and heavy, achy and utterly aroused, I performed my husbandly duty for her, fucking her slow and steady, knowing that it would likely cost me. "Are you okay?" She looked up at me with sympathy for the first time since we started this thing. "Yeah, I'm good," I grunted. "I'm so close." I nodded back at her. "Good, baby. I want you to come for me." "Yeah?" "Yes, baby. Come for me." Katie fingered her clit in quick little circles as I picked up the pace a little. I wanted to throttle her, pound her, give her the good hard fucking that both she and I craved, but it would have to wait. Any more of this, and I wasn't going to make it out without an eruption. "Oh, shit, baby, I'm coming. Oh, fuck, you're making me come. Give it to me. Make me come." Katie begged with breathless want as she pulled me deep inside of her and spasmed against me. Her small frame quivered and shook around my cock as I bent down to take one of her nipples in my mouth as she came. "Oh, God, oh." I waited for that familiar collapse from her, that post-orgasm, full-body relaxation, and then carefully pulled out of her and wrapped her up in a spooning embrace on the bed. She wiggled against me and shivered as I kissed her cheeks and head. My cock still throbbed against the cleft of her ass. "Are you sure you don't want to come?" she asked dreamily as she rubbed against me. I held her tight, conflicted and unsure. She wasn't letting up. She reached her hands back to spread her cheeks wide for me, till my cock was kissing the ribbed ring of her asshole. She knew precisely what teasing me this way would do to me. "Katie, I want you so bad." I rubbed against her, dripping, aching, panting for her body. "You're going to make me blow my load," I growled against her ear. "Only if you want to. You know I want to. You want me to suck you off? I'll do it, baby. Just say the word and I'll return the favor." She placed my hands on her breasts and moaned as I squeezed them. "You're too much. I want you to enjoy me." Katie slid out of bed and sank to her knees. Her breasts looked enormous in her small hands as she pressed them together and licked her lips. "Come here, honey." "I shouldn't be doing this," I said, swinging my legs out of bed and standing before her. That's what makes me want it so bad for you, she said. I stroked my cock in my fist, feeding her the head as her tongue played in the pre-cum spilling from my tip. But only if you want to, she said. Lick. If you just can't stand it anymore, lick. And you just have to come for me, lick. All over me. I knew it was over for me then. Hell, I should have known it was over for me the instant I discovered her in bed. And maybe all along she knew something I didn't know about the greater good here. Something about there never really being any sort of real pleasure without some pain. Never that sweet reward without the risk. I eased my cock deep into her inviting mouth. You are so bad. Oh, God, yeah, baby. Oh, fuck. That's why it feels so fucking good. She was going to town on me now. Not a polite blowjob in the least. Sloppy, messy, and hot as fuck. Fuck me, you're gonna make me cum, baby, I growled. Katie's mouth hummed around my cock as a hot mess of pre-cum and her own saliva spilled down my shaft and all over her tits. She kept them pressed together, heavy and glazed, as the effects of her sucking settled into her cleavage. Katie, oh my God. She messily slurped her lips off of me and quickly went back in with her tongue to lick up the spill. It didn't exactly work, but I'll be damned if it wasn't hot as hell watching her try. Oh, baby, isn't this fun? She asked breathlessly. I think you're ready to come. Where do you want to put it? Tits or face, and don't be bashful. I considered being considerate. I really did. But at this point, after what she put me through, she had it coming. Pun completely intended. Face, I growled, tilting her chin so that she was looking up at me. I stroked myself against her lips as she eagerly awaited my cum. She slathered me once more in tongue, her eyes on mine, her hands squeezing breasts, her fingers pinching nipples. Oh, give it to me. Give me that cum. I want it. Give me your big hot load. I pumped my cock in my hand like a madman, bracing for the pain, hoping against hope that the visual and orgasm would be worth whatever agony awaited me on the other side. My ass clenched, muscles flexed, body strained as I felt the orgasm rage through me. Oh God, Katie, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh. Katie moaned wantonly, taking my load like a champ as she rolled out her tongue to catch all that precious stored seed. Wave after wave of pleasure rolled through my body and out of my cock, sending ropes of thick white cum all over her pretty face and heaving tits. I painted her, my sweet wife, my little tease, my muse, in loads of hot, sticky cum. I was still bracing myself, gritting my teeth, waiting for the pain, but it never came. Oh my God, Rich, you've been saving up for me, she giggled, as I finished ejaculating and then squeezed the remnants in my shaft out onto her nipples. So hot, she said. I stood there panting as she played in my cum, wiping it around her cheeks and chest, scooping it up and dripping it and showing off her webbed fingers. Suddenly, she remembered my vasectomy. Hey, are you okay? Did it hurt you? No, I'm fine. It didn't hurt at all, I said. I was genuinely surprised, but completely relieved. False alarm. She rolled her big, beautiful eyes at me. See, what did I tell you? Okay, I admit it. You were right. I walked awkwardly over to the linen drawer to retrieve a towel for Katie. Always the least sexy part of sex. All that amazing, hot, sticky, sweaty goodness does need to get cleaned up eventually, though. I gently wiped her off and handed the towel down to her to spot clean. I'm just glad you're okay. I was genuinely worried for you, she said. You? Worried for me? Katie, are you serious after all that? Yeah, I would have felt terrible if it messed something up down there. I mean, I didn't think it would, and it didn't, but I would have felt terrible. I just looked at her and shook my head one last time. You are too much, I said. What? She looked like she honestly didn't understand my incredulity. Come here, beautiful, I said, helping her up. I kissed her affectionately and caressed her. Come take a shower with me. I'll wash your hair. Okay, she said, smiling. Sounds nice. I didn't think about the vasectomy much after that, but I had a fun time trying to hit the 30 orgasms goal my doctor prescribed as fast as I could so I could go back into the clinic and have my sperm count checked. Apparently, those little buggers can hide out inside of you for up to 3 months, and the pipes have to be cleaned regularly. Not a bad task, if you ask me, and Katie was always accommodating in this department. The quickies on nights she was too tired were great, and we tried to keep it creative despite the increase in frequency. It was a fun season for us, but none of it was as fun as that first day back, and of all the teases my sweet Katie has ever put me through, this one remains at the top of my list. Just don't tell her I told you. We wouldn't want it to go to her head or anything.